Voluntary act. That the defendant's conduct, whether it's an act or omission, was voluntary, in other words, by the operation of the defendant's own free will or volition, is essential. A person who is jostled in a large crowd and bangs into another person is not guilty of common assault, because their touching of the other person was entirely accidental. If someone is pushed against a window and breaks it, they cannot be said to have voluntarily acted to break the window, so they would not be liable for criminal damage. Even if this character was standing next to the window waiting to break it, and a stranger comes up and pushes them against it, so they break it sooner than they were planning to, they still cannot be said to have acted voluntarily at that particular moment, and therefore they do not have the required actus reus for criminal damage, because at the time of the damage, their act was not voluntary. Reflexive actions, such as while sneezing or coughing, are generally not considered to be voluntary. Likewise, the unexpected onset of a sudden physical impairment, such as severe cramp when driving, is unlikely to be considered voluntary. It may be different, however, if the defendant knows he has a certain medical condition or susceptibility, such as to blackouts or fits, so that the potential onset of impairment could have been reasonably foreseen, and he could have taken measures to prevent his loss of control or to avoid the situation, such as not driving, which allowed the consequences to come about.